obeyed God in doing it exactly the way God had told him in Exodus. That they had to bring it a certain way. Nobody's supposed to touch it. It had to come a certain way. And we did not read that section of the text. But what happened is, the first time they brought it into Jerusalem, they didn't bring it in the right way. Right? And so what happened is, the ark was on this, were pulled by some oxen, and it shook it. Right? And it nearly fell off. And this man, Uzzah, he touched it. And God got angry because no one was supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant except for the priests. And he was not a priest. And guess what happened? God took him out. He died. And so I said to myself when I read it, I said, could you imagine if God was doing that to us now, that we come in and we don't worship God in the right way, and God didn't like what he took us out? But we don't worry about that anymore because of Jesus Christ. We see a more loving and gentler God taking care of us. So David got worried. And 3 months he didn't touch the Ark of the Covenant. He put it in someone's house because he was scared. And he prayed. And he waited. And this time he got it right, him and the people of Israel. They got it right. They got the Ark of the Covenant ready, and they got the right transportation for the Ark of the Covenant. And can't you just see them? Use your imagination. The Ark of the Covenant is up front. They're carrying it in. And the people, he says, what did the text say? 30 men? The beginning got a bunch of men. It was at the beginning of the text, right? And they're coming in, and they're with their trumpet. Huh? 30,000. 30,000, I meant to say. 30,000, that's right. Praises be to God. 30 men. David is not kidding. 30,000, and they have the lyre, and they have the trumpet, and they're making the sound, and the ark is coming in. They're dancing and singing because they're worshiping the Lord, worshiping him because the Spirit of the Lord is with them. His very presence is with them. And so today, young people, I want to tell you, when we come into this sanctuary, when we come into church, when we believe that the presence of the Lord is among us, because Scripture tells us where two or more are gathered together, the Lord is with us. He's here because there are two or more of us gathered together. The Bible cannot lie. It will not lie. Right? Yes, we could worship the Lord at home. Yes, we could worship the Lord by ourselves. But when we come together to worship the Lord together, two or more of us, the Spirit of the Lord is with us. And so when we come in, we should act like the Spirit of the Lord is with us. Right? And we should come in an attitude of worship. An attitude of worship. And that's what David and them did the second time. The attitude changed. Their attitude changed. They obeyed God. And then they came in and they began to dance and the Spirit of the Lord, and they pleased God. Our worship should always be what? Pleasing to God. Come on now. It should be like what? Sweet incense going up into his nostrils, and the nostrils of God. When we're worshiping God, he should be looking down and enjoying it, and look at our hearts, not because we're rich or poor, or we're throwing up money or gold. You know, we're Christians, not because we're bringing in things, but because there's a heart that is what? Connected to worship and to the Lord. It's not, we don't believe in bringing fruits or gold or jewelry. That we are not required to bring our iPhones in. Could you imagine? God should be asking us for our iPhone. That would be exciting. I'd all be gone from these young people. But he doesn't need things, right? All he wants is our worship, right? All he wants is our heart and our worship. Well, praise God, right? Praise God. And so David got it right. He was a worshiper, and they worshiped the Lord because they changed their attitude, and they brought him. The Lord blessed them, and the people were blessed. And guess what happened? I didn't say that today, but I remember. Michal, his wife, she looked outside, Saul's daughter, and she saw the king with his things up, and he's dancing, and he's worshiping God, and she thought it was undignified. She thought he was undignified. And she spoke against him. How could you, the king? You know, that means he's not on what? He's your king. You should not be worshiping. Worship like that is not for the king. It's for the peasants and your servants. And do you know what would happen to her? It's in that text. She never had children. She died an unhappy woman. She was put aside because she criticized his worship. As I bring this home now, she criticized. We're not supposed to criticize anybody's worship. If I want to worship and raise my hand and dance, I should. If you want to worship and, you know, sit quietly, you should. If I want to dance and go crazy, I should. The idea is my heart must be in it. The idea is your heart must be in it. That's the key. It should be a heart that has been surrendered to the Lord, a heart that comes to seek God's face, or that's what it means. That we come, and I must say for the Indian people, one of the wonderful things you do, and I do believe that, I don't know if other traditions do it, I think they do it a little bit in Africa, but I've seen the Indians, that when they come to the altar and come into the church, they take off their shoes as they're approaching what we would call the Holy of Holies. They take it off their shoe to walk into the altar area, where the altar and the cross is, the Holy of Holies, as a reference to God. Knowing, and I admire that of them, knowing that this is God and this is where God's Spirit is and resides, and they're just showing reverence to the Spirit of God that is here and among us. And that's a form of worship, to show reverence, isn't it? To show reverence to God, to bow down before God. And so, we who are Christians, let us be reminded that we worship God not because we want to, but it's because we are created to worship God. First order, we were created to worship. Human beings are created to worship something. And if it's not God, we're going to find something else to worship. It is part of us. It is not a human invention. It's a God invention. And worship is not about the song we sing. Worship is not about the dance we do. Worship is not about any of that. Worship is about a heart that is surrendered. And we have one of the biggest and most important reason to worship God. And that's what the Ephesians text talked about that we did not read. But folks who are listening can read it for themselves. Is that God would send Jesus Christ, his beloved. He calls him his beloved. And he tells us that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's why we worship. Right? Because we know God has provided food, shelter, and clothing for us and all of that. But the biggest gift for us is that the true worshiper understands, right, that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by God. Redeemed through Jesus Christ. And God would remind us in that text, the Ephesian text again, for those who are listening, they could read that text for themselves. It is Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. It tells us that we have been redeemed. Redeemed by his blood. And so because we are redeemed, and the Lord calls him here in this text to Paul, as Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, he calls Jesus his beloved. That means, right? He calls him his beloved. That means he loved him so much, and yet he would love us so much that he would send him to die for us. We've been redeemed by his blood. And when we think of that, we should worship the Lord. We give him thanks for food, shelter, and clothing. We give him thanks for good marks in our exam. We give him thanks. Thanksgiving and worship are two different things. You thank somebody for something you've received. You thank someone because they've given you something. You worship God just because he's God. And he's worthy to be praised and adored. If he never gives us another thing, if we never get another dime, we still worship him because he's God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the opportunity and the privilege to worship him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.